Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Last week, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller chaired the annual National Disaster Committee meeting at Jamaica House. The meeting included representatives from several public and private sector organizations involved in disaster mitigation. In her statement, Mrs. Simpson Miller said there is no room for complacency as it regards the country's preparations for the 2014 hurricane season. She said while predictions suggest a below normal level of activity for the current season, this should not give rise to complacency. Mrs. Simpson Miller further charged all ministries, departments, agencies, as well as public and private sector entities to ensure that mitigation programs are in place. Mrs. Simpson Miller was assured that the country's disaster preparedness and emergency management systems are ready and equipped to deal with eventualities from the 2014 Tropical Atlantic hurricane season. Director of the Meteorological Service, Jeffrey Spooner, informed the meeting that the agency is ready to provide timely and accurate weather forecasting during this year's hurricane season.
Proud to report that the Doppler radar has continued to perform satisfactorily, and we have sufficient critical spare parts that will allow for significant reduction in our downtime.
He said the Met Service also has a network of 49 automatic weather stations, allowing early warnings to be disseminated in a timely manner. Acting Director General of the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, Richard Thompson, also pledged that ODPEM is ready for the season. He said a number of activities have been undertaken aimed at strengthening the capacity of the nation to effectively deal with disasters. Since last year, ODPEM launched a number of community preparedness initiatives geared at improving the coordination and readiness of various stakeholders. And Chief Executive Officer of the National Works Agency, E.G. Hunter, said the NWA has started drain cleaning activities across the island to mitigate possible flooding in the event of a hurricane. The agency has distributed $50 million island-wide on a parish-by-parish basis to intensify the activities.
We have another program to trip in sometime in late July, and there's another component that we hope to have tripped in by September, October.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller and representatives from ODPEM also signed the National Chemical Emergency Response Protocol. The document outlines the country's plan of operation with regards to chemical emergencies both on shore and within Jamaica's waters. Acting Director General of ODPEM, Richard Thompson, said the protocol is significant to Jamaica's response mechanism relating to technological hazards.
We are having increasing events of chemical spills in country, and we will working to ensure that our chemical response protocol will effectively manage this kind of happening in country.
That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I am Carlene Brown.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.